The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Ram, the father of Aminadab. Aminadab became the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Eliud. Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord. How many of the names can you remember? At least I know Jacob is the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. But interestingly, one name was mentioned, Tamar. Tamar was mentioned. Who was Tamar? Let me take your mind back to the first reading. The first reading from Genesis chapter 49. Jacob called his sons and said to them, "Listen, you sons of Israel. You, Judah, shall your brothers praise." Judah is the firstborn of Jacob. Judah was the one who suggested that their brother Joseph be sold. If you remember the story, in Genesis chapter 37, before now, before the chapter 49, his first son was married to Tamar, the first son of Judah. And when he died, when the first son died, the wife, the daughter-in-law, married the second son, Onan. Now here is the story. When Onan died, in order to continue the tie with the family, Tamar disguised herself and slept with his father-in-law and had sexual relations with the father-in-law. Now to digress a bit, you know why I love the scriptures? Everything happening today, everything, every event, you can find your own story in the scriptures, in the Bible. So Judah was not trustworthy, so to say. He was not a righteous person. He was not upright. Yet Jacob, his father, handed the scepter of leadership to him. When you read scriptures, we hear that Jesus was going to come from the lineage of Judah, from the tribe of Judah, the tribe of David. Now, what Matthew does in the genealogy is to identify all those who were the ancestors of Jesus. And amongst them were these people who were, so to say, sinners. Remember Uriah that gave birth to Solomon, and many of them. So his family, his lineage, his genealogy were filled with peoples of different characters, questionable characters, that you wouldn't want God to descend from them. But then there was a reason to teach us that whatever is happening in our families, we are not the first, neither are we going to be the last. Even Jesus had a share of it. But he came to cleanse and to make whole creation. And this is what we should keep in mind while praying and trusting our families, our family feuds, our family troubles, drama to the Lord always. He knows them. He knows them. May the Lord continue to give us the insight and understanding to know that the Messiah has come to set the record straight, so to say. Today we begin the announcement of the O Antiphon. When we read the Gospel Acclamation, you heard, O Wisdom, O Sapientia, O Wisdom, the Gospel Acclamation, O Wisdom of our God Most High, guiding creation with power and love, come to teach us the path of knowledge. The O Antiphons are the exclamations or the names that we ascribe to Jesus. Seven of them. So pay attention to the Gospel Acclamations. O Wisdom, O King of Nations, O Emmanuel. We sang, you know, that's why the song, O Come Emmanuel, come be with us. So the O Antiphons, there are seven of them, leading to a 24th December before he will be born. So let us pray that as we acknowledge the wisdom of God, we too may do things rightly and always trust that the Lord knows what is going on in our lives and in our families.